This is The Rundown on the Sports Map Radio Network. From the Sports Map Radio Studios, here's Jeff Michael.
Another good song. Oh, Ron Culver. Digging it. How Soon Is Now by the Smiths. This is all in coordination with National Drink Beer Day. Just kidding. Of course that's not it. But it's International Right to Know Day and Ask a Stupid Question Day. So here you go. That hints the music. We're waiting on head coach Mike March to join the show. He'll be in shortly. Until then, I just got news that some stuff we already kind of figured out, that Mac Jones will not be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots this weekend. Instead, it will be the infamous Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer, the 37-year-old who we thought was in his 40s. We didn't know that. I really thought Brian Hoyer was older than he was. 37-year-old Brian Hoyer will start for the Patriots this weekend. All right, right now, I want to bring in a special guest joining us on the show. Orchestrator of the greatest show on turf, head coach Mike Martz. How are you, sir?
Good, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. We were just talking about Mac Jones not starting for the New England Patriots. Brian Hoyer is going to step in. There's been some devastating injuries already, as every football season has. If you're head coach Bill Belichick, how do you coach this game coming up with if you don't have Mac Jones anymore and you're going with 37-year-old Brian Hoyer?
Well, he obviously knows a lot about Brian and whatever limitations he might have, and he just kind of play to his strengths, make sure the game plan is oriented towards the things that he really does well. And I'm sure there are plenty of things, and they really build the game plan around that. And you're obviously going to throw the ball well, too.
Yeah, they're going up against the Green Bay Packers, who are starting to get a little healthier. Their offensive line will obviously be a little bit better this week. So good luck to the Patriots playing it. Maybe they'll run the ball 50 times. Who knows?
You know, the biggest issue is just keeping the ball away from Green Bay and just concentrate on getting first down. So you got three downs and, you know, 2 yard run a lot of times is a pretty good run, and then maybe a flat route or whatever. You try to manage the game that way, and hopefully you have 7-8 minute drives and end up with a field goal or touchdown. If not, you pin them down in their own end zone. And I think you have to do that. You have to have a real good clock management and play keep away from the other team.
Yes, sir. That's the name of the game. And look, I want to thank you for your influence on the game of football, and especially the way it's played today. I mean, you were doing that 22 years ago in 1999 and 2000. Do you like the way the game is heading right now with all the offense?
You know, it's entertaining, but as anything, it's kind of a fad thing. I think the passing game will always be a dominant aspect in the game because it's fun to watch. It's entertaining, but I do think that as you watch some of these teams come back a little bit into more of the two tight end types of sets and running the ball, particularly, for instance, a great example is the New England Patriots here, what they're going to have to do. So they got to grind it out too. I think that Dallas has figured that out pretty well at this point. They've started to swing towards rushing the football. And even though Cooper Rush, I think, is a real good player, even when Dak comes back, I doubt that they'll change much, and they're pretty well balanced at this point. But there's some really good backs out there, and you got to take advantage of them as well. But I think that it's fun. It's entertaining to watch how much the passing game's involved now in football. It was fun for us, and I think it's really kind of exciting to see.
Yeah, you just mentioned the running backs, and that leads me right into one of the questions I want to ask you. With the Miami Dolphins, do you think that offense is sustainable without establishing the run?
Well, they'll run the ball well enough. It's not so much how much you run the ball, it's how effectively you run the ball.
Yeah, true.
They've got so much speed on both sides of the ball. I think the speed would be the number one concern when you play those guys. You got to figure out a way to contain that. Those two receivers can flat run, So, and when that happens, you end up with some six-man fronts. And, that's any good running back now is going to want to see that. You've got that. The run force out of the secondary has been more or less removed with some 2D type of coverages. So that'll help them a lot. Again, with their speed, and they do have a good back down there, that it's a question of how well you do it, not how many times you do it.
Yes, sir. Look, your resume is absolutely unbelievable. I was trying to go through it all, and I'm just like, my goodness, you have been to a lot of places and done a lot of amazing things. But as a QB coach and offensive coordinator and obviously head coach, Who would you rather have right now? Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, or Lamar Jackson? Who would you want to work with?
Boy, that's a really tough question, but Mahomes is such a great passer. Josh is a good passer, too. And of course, Lamar is a good enough passer, but he can beat you with his legs. But I think Patrick Mahomes is a kind of a consummate quarterback in that respect. If he has to, he can beat you with his legs, but you know, he doesn't need to. You know, they're good enough. You know, he's surrounded him with some really good talent, and you know, he's just such an unusual quarterback.
He is. His no-look passes, he's kind of changed the position a little bit, the way he does things, and I absolutely love it. I thought they should have played a little bit better. Maybe they leaned on Kelsey a little bit too much, but, you know, I'm not a head coach, so I don't know. But back in the day, you were with the L.A. Rams, and then, of course, they moved to St. Louis. Now, when that happened, obviously you orchestrated the greatest show on turf. Did you ever think that the St. Louis Rams would head back to L.A.?
You know, there was talk at the time within the organization that might happen back in 2003. And actually, I'd moved back with the Rams, and then I went to Washington, then I came back.
Yeah.
And that the culture there changed a little bit. And, you know, it was the city at that point was a little frustrated because the Rams were so poor. And then when we got going, it was sold out for years, and it was just absolutely phenomenal, the fan support that we got. At that point, I didn't really think it would happen.
Yeah, it was interesting that they went back, but of course they go back and they won the Super Bowl, so good for them. Speaking with legendary coach Mike Martz right here on Sports Map Radio on The Rundown. So you coached in college, high school, and pros. Who was your favorite quarterback throughout those years to coach?
Well, obviously Kurt was such an easy, you know, a guy to teach. He just could absorb everything almost immediately. He could project it in the practice field and then do it in the game. He could do things that I didn't know you could do with quarterbacks. So obviously, that was a pretty special time and place for me. But
sure.
And I think John Kitna, in terms of passion for what we do, I come into work with John Kitna and he'd already be there.
Wow.
Yeah, he was so anxious to see what's going on for the game plan and all that. So both those guys were so much fun. I've had so many good guys. The coach Trent Green was remarkable. Mark Bulger, all those guys all had one thing in common, that they came in the league kind of on the low rung of the ladder, so to speak, and they got beat up a little bit, and they kind of changed them, and they're on a mission. And when you get those guys, they're easy. They're easy to coach because they're just so hungry for it. And, you know, not that first round, second round guys aren't, but my experience with them was that they would do anything to have success in that, and they were certainly easy to buy into what you're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, you had Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, incredible running backs. Like, that was such a fun team to watch. Did you happen to see the movie American Underdog about Kurt Warner?
I have not seen it, no.
Oh, man, I wanted to get your opinion and see what you thought, but I guess we'll save that for another time. Save it for another time. Speaking with Mike Martz, thank you for joining the show, sir. I hope you have an incredible day. If you have anybody in Florida, I hope that everybody's safe down there as well.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Thank you. Mike Martz, orchestrator. Greatest show on turf. Man, y'all should see his career. Unbelievable. Fresno State. Like, I mean, San Jose State, Fresno State, Pacific, Minnesota, Arizona State, Los Angeles Rams, St. Louis Rams, Redskins, Lions, 49ers, Bears. And then he coached in the, what is that, the AFL, I guess? I forgot what they call it. But, man, yeah, the Alliance of American Football, but Mike Martz. Awesome. Good stuff from him right there. Good coaching stuff. I wish we had a little bit more time with him, but we're about to take a break. Look, coming up next, I've got the top 10, my top 10 in the NFL. Cannot wait to get to that. I'll compare them maybe with my partner Ron over there, see where he's at the top. Whoa, look at that right there. I'm sitting here looking at live footage of Fort Myers. Did you see that? There's a boat that just flew past the screen. Oh, man, Florida, I hope that everybody is all right and you guys are hunking in Fort Myers. That does not look good. It says up there Fort Myers. It says gust at 61. Sorry, that's a little more than 61 miles an hour. A boat just went flying past the screen. I'm not trying to laugh at that situation. That was just, man, wow. Hope everybody's safe down in Florida. All right, guys, we got to take a break. Be right back. I'm Jeff Michael. This is The Rundown.